Servando Angulo, 277-554.
Okay, Mr. Angulo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. We've been authorized by our board chair, Dr. Wright, to have a two-panel member for the purpose of having a revocation hearing, sir. Today, sir, you have the Honorable David Neal, who is to my right, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Grady, sir.
Okay. Nice to meet you guys.
You too. Mr. Angulo, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving this, receiving and signing that form, sir?
I believe I did to a CO3.
Okay, sir. On that form, you were also... Okay, so on that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Sir, did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I am representing myself today, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Angulo. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or, in phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Angulo. I'm going to read that allegation out to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Okay? You are, the allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vivere, 808 North 74th Street, Scottsdale, Arizona, on or about April 13, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Angulo, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to first start out with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Angulo, with any information that you'd like to present to this board. So stand by while we go to Mr. Grady. Okay, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Angulo was released from DOC on December 5th, 2016. He was arrested on September 10th, 2017 by Mesa PD. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on September 10th of 2017. He has a CSED of March 3rd of 2018 that reflects 150 abscondes, current conviction, 2013, trafficking in stolen property, 4 years, 6 months, prior convictions, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has 2 terms of DOC, his CUIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 3, he has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary violation, moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2009, solicitation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He's got a community risk score of a G3V3.
Okay, Mr. Angulo. Sir, when you were, it looks like I'm going through your report and information here that on January 31st you were reinstated by the board of this board and you were directed by the senior parole officer mayor to report to the Tucson Regional Parole Office for transportation could be arranged for you to the Reston Regional Parole Office 801 South 16th Street, sir. Then on February 6th you reported to the office for intake You are then read and signed your new conditions of your release in a special condition of medical marijuana form. Defendant was given reporting instructions and a copy of your conditions of supervision. Defendant was initially assessed with minimum supervision, sir. And then it says that on 12-5 of 2016, you were approved to reside at Vibray, sir, 2719 West Maryland. Then you switched to a different Vibray address at 2501 West Elm Street. And then you absconded on December 8th, and a warrant was issued for your arrest, sir. Why did you abscond? It says also that you were referred for work. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, sir. I was trying to get SSI because I had a disability.
Okay, sir. So
temporary.
So, sir, it looks like that you were referred to a test for a random drug screening, and on December 7th, you missed it, and when your color was called, and then on December 8th, when you were given a verbal directive, you missed it. And it says on February 28th, you had a negative, and then on March 14th, you were negative. But then they said in February they referred you to a 90-day treatment program, but you didn't go to the treatment program. Why didn't you go to the treatment program, sir?
I had difficulty getting transportation to get there. I'm assuming that would be the reason why.
Uh-huh.
I don't really remember.
What do you mean you don't remember, sir?
You said February? This February?
February of... 2017, sir. Yeah, February 28th or 7th. February 6th of 17. Do you recall being referred to?
Had already been reinstated?
Yes, sir.
I did. I went to building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
B-Ray took me to building blocks counseling. I thought I was signed up for a drug treatment center there. Then from there, they transferred me to the house in Scottsdale, where I underwent further intense treatment for people with SMI.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, Officer Palmer was my SMI parole officer. She handled all the details, including making sure that I was taking my psych meds and getting counseling there.
So, sir, you were before this board again when the board reinstated you. Why were you before this board the original time?
The original time is I didn't make it up to report back to Vibray because I had a fall injury and I dislocated my shoulder. But when I did come back, they said I was discharged. And I had zero abscond days that time. I was picked up on the warrant,
uh-huh.
You know, the very next day that the warrant, after the warrant was issued.
Okay. So, sir, you was absconded for 150 days. What were you doing during that period of time? Why didn't you contact your PO?
I was in the hospital for my current injury that I have now, my leg, my back. And I have a sciatic nerve injury.
So how'd you get
it? That which happened around, when was I? It was like maybe open 2 days after I had left the fever, the one that was in Scottsdale. I went to go, I guess basically work off some steam. And I went hiking, and I fell over on Sunny Slope. I was admitted to John C. Lincoln Hospital, and then from there to a place called Circle of the City,
uh-huh.
Which is like a hospice or a place of aftercare. And in both places, I tried to contact Ms. Michelle Palmer by phone, but she didn't answer. I left voicemails, though, and let her know my condition, updated my medical condition.
Well, how long were you in the hospital, sir?
I was in there for about a month.
Okay, sir, so.
From there, I was in.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was in the aftercare. I was in aftercare for another 2 months after that. And then from there, I went to my granddad's. I was staying at my granddad's. And I was recovering from my injury. It didn't have no, no way to actually. I was very in bad shape right back then. I mean, now I can kind of stand, but, it's hard dealing with this injury.
Okay, so when you came before this board before, you were directed to follow the directives of your parole officer. Is that right, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, sir, and one of those directives was to maintain and stay in contact with your parole officer, sir. So why didn't you maintain and stay in contact with your parole officer?
I was during the full time, but not during the time that I was gone and I called, but she wasn't answering her phone. She's tough to get a hold of. I was incapacitated when I was in the hospital.
Okay, but you were in the hospital for, you say, a month, and a rehab for 2 months, and the rest of the time you was at your grandfather's house, sir. During that period of time, while you were in rehab or at your grandfather's house, you could have contacted your PO and left them information and told them where you were at, sir. Why didn't you leave a message, tell them where you were at and what was going on with you?
At that point, I was already absconded, and I was advised by Palmer. She made contact with the director of Circle of the City, the rehab rehabilitation center, the aftercare. And I was advised to return to Alhambra and turn myself into custody. However, I was in too much pain. I knew I wasn't going to get the medical help that I needed while I was at Alhambra. And being incarcerated, it really isn't the best medical care for this type of injury. And that's why I needed to heal up. I rested up for a little while, just prior to, turning myself in. Well, I didn't really, I got arrested before that could happen. But
so it says that B-grade, sir, you were drinking alcohol and you were discovered to have a pocket knife in your pocket while you were at B-grade. Why? How long had you been drinking?
They caught me with NyQuil. I was drinking NyQuil. They found a bunch of over-the-counter medication like Advil, and I guess according to that Scottsdale house, because it's an SMI house, you're not supposed to have over-the-counter medication. And the pocket knife was just a little keychain knife I was using for hobbycraft purposes. It wasn't a weapon. They found that during a search. When my house was searched, I didn't have it in my pocket.
All right, Mr. Angolo, so you were absconded for 150 days. So how did you come in contact with the, I believe it was the Avondale Police Department?
I was trespassing.
And trespassing where?
In front of an abandoned store that had a no trespassing sign.
So were you just being homeless, or were you just actually staying with your grandfather, as you said earlier?
I was staying with my grandfather.
So why were you trespassing, sir?
I was on the light rail, and I missed the last one back to Phoenix. I was looking for an acupuncture place. There's one right there next to that abandoned, it was an abandoned store. There was an acupuncture place there that helps with neuropathy and stuff like that. I was trying to figure out if they had any way of accepting access or, either LifeWell or access, any kind of, access-based health insurance.
All right, sir. Mr. Angolo, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? We're going to go into a discussion, sir. I just wanted to check to see if anything else you'd like to present to the board at this time. And Mr. Grady, was there anything in the colonels that said that he contacted or left a message with his parole officer?
Well, there's no messages about a missed phone calls or anything like that.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Angolo, is there anything else you'd like to say to this board before we go into discussion?
I need to continue medical treatment. I have to go to some kind of a hospice or a place where I can continue getting medical treatment.
Okay. All right, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, Howard, to stay on the line, sir, at this time, sir. The board's in discussion at this time.
I also like to apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you or my parole officer.
Sir.
He really is a good person.
No problem. This is no problem for us, sir, but thank you. It appears that Mr. Angulo does have an injury. He was sick. He was out. He went to V-Ray. He was in two programs at V-Ray. He was dismissed from V-Ray for having a weapon and alcohol, consumption of alcohol, consumption of alcohol. He actually stated that the weapon was a knife that he was using for some kind of artwork, art activity that he was doing, and that he had been trying to follow the rules, but they said that he was drinking alcohol and he was having an unusual behavior. But according to the warrant, to the information in here, that he was once reinstated by the Board of Executive Clemency back on January 31st of 2017. And he was, you know, directed by his parole officer to report to the Tucson Regional Parole Officers, which he didn't do. Although I do understand that he did have some injuries. He said he was in the hospital for 30 days. He went to rehab for another 60 days. That's 90 days. But he was an absconder for 150 days and didn't make any effort or attempts to contact his PO during that period of time. And there's no record or indication that he tried to contact his PO. So I think that, you know, I'm not supportive of reinstating Mr. Angulo back on community supervision. He will be released and not on any supervision on March 3rd of 2018. Okay, therefore I move to revoke his community supervision, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. It had been, as he was an absconder from supervision, and has been discharged from V-Bay for having a weapon and the consumption of alcohol.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Angulo, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 3rd, 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any community supervision at that time, sir. We do want to wish you the best of luck, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Angulo.
Thank you.